Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of What Until Found, one of the only podcasts where all the ambitious people learn to bring out the most from themselves. This is your host Anshul, and based on the question that one of you DM me on Instagram, I made this podcast on people who are always worrying about problems and not enjoying them. So firstly, we need to understand how and why it started. It's sadly because you are wired or groomed to worry all day by your environment. Either you have lots and lots of free time to overthink and start worrying about the concern, or maybe it's because of culture we are heading towards. And I can bet, try hard as possible to think about something else. As soon as you get back to the reality of life, you'll start worrying again. There can be many ways to solve this issue, but most of the ways you read on the internet are not practical ones or that cannot be applied on daily basis. So, how to cope up with that? I've studied a lot about this, seen lots of interviews, tried lots of things, and one way I want to suggest you is by writing down all the worries you have on a piece of paper. This method seems to be very similar to those that you have read on internet, but trust me, it's very different and is very effective. So as you have wrote down all the worries, now you have to study their consequences. And you'll get amazed to see that you were additionally worrying and even some things are not even in your hand. So cut them out. Now you are left with some problems that really are a topic of concern. So prioritize them based on their importance in your life. And now you have to think the solution for those problems. You have to think how you can make it independent of yourself. In order to understand what I'm trying to say, look at this example. Let's say a child needs to score well in a certain examination. In order to score high or to make it independent of himself, he can prepare the most that he can so that now everything depends upon his fate and teacher. He has already given his best. There's nothing more he can do, so he made himself independent of that problem. So now, as you have thought all the solution, tear down the paper so that you can never see that again. Congratulations, you probably will not gonna worry for at least that day. Things are not that easy that it seems. So repeat this exercise for 1 or 2 weeks until you get rid of your habit of worrying. This technique has been invented by current Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi, but the only drawback of this is your habit of worrying can become your habit once again in future. So, now what should we do? The only way by which you can squeeze this out of yourself for lifetime is by doing meditation. Meditation is like any problem, one solution. It's very hard in starting, but it never allow you to overthink. Moreover, it will give you all the peace and serenity you require to enjoy the life. Through meditation, you can clear your mind, even reprogram your mind, as it does not allow you to think anything. And as people do meditation in silent environment, you can enjoy the calmness within yourself. I mean, if you don't do anything about your bad habits, especially worrying habits, now you are seriously heading towards mental breakdown. See the time you are investing in your self-improvement as an investment you have made in yourself. It is going to profit you in manifold. Moreover, it is going to make you a much better person, better human. Otherwise, I don't think I have to draw your concern to a mental breakdown or mental problems. When you know 1 out of 5 Americans is facing loneliness, anxiety or depression, that is 1 out of 5. I mean, you or someone very close to you is currently facing this. So for a quick remedy, tear some papers, otherwise start meditation. Bye bye. If you have any question, any query, any comment, any suggestion, then I am very eager to listen it from you. And it's always welcome. So, DM me on Instagram and follow me on Instagram as well.
If you like listening to our podcast, I would love it if you could subscribe. It really makes a difference for me. And please, please follow me on social media. This is your host Anshul, and you were listening to What Anshul Found.